After lashing eastern Cuba, Hurricane Sandy is now Bahamas-bound. But what happens after she hits? That is the open question that forecasters and emergency managers are wrestling with, because there's a real fear Sandy will become a superstorm.
Dennis Feltkin is with the National Hurricane Center in Miami. He joins us live to talk about Sandy, her track, and what this storm could become. Hiya, Dennis. Thanks for being here.
Good afternoon.
So first things first, where is Sandy and what's the threat to Florida and the Bahamas?
Well, Sandy right now is in the middle of the central Bahamas, actually dead center between Long Island and Great Exuma in the central Bahamas, moving north at a pretty good clip now at about 20 miles per hour. Still a powerful Category 2 hurricane. We expect it to slowly weaken over the next 48 hours, but still a hurricane as it goes through the Bahamas.
And what are the computer models suggesting about the track right now?
Well, the models are in pretty good agreement of keeping this well offshore the Florida East Coast and then beginning to parallel the U.S. East Coast as it turns more to the northeast. After we get into early Monday, then things start to get into a little gray area. But most of the models now are coming into agreement that Sandy, or a transition to a wintertime storm that was once Sandy, will begin trending back to the west end of the northwest, which could impact a good part of the U.S., including the northeast and New England, sometime next week.
You said that so easily. It gets a little gray. But really,
well, it does. If it was a purely tropical system going out 5 days. You know, you're familiar with that infamous cone.
Yes.
The farther out you go in time, the greater the margin of error for track forecasting. Now you go into a system which is extra tropical, and it's a wintertime storm, and these models, the hurricane techniques aren't going to work because it's no longer a hurricane.
So the talk is about a possible superstorm. Go more into that. What does it mean exactly, how we could be affected?
Well, what we're looking at right now in the flow aloft and the strong westerlies, there's what we call a short wave. That's a ripple of energy, which is way up now, even just approaching the Pacific Northwest. That's going to be digging down into the midsection of the country, getting stronger. And by the time that gets into the northeastern part of the country, what is Sandy will be coming out there at the same time. So this disturbance in the westerlies would pick up Sandy, would latch onto it. So you'd have all that extra tropical energy going into this other storm system, which is coming in from the west.
So listen, that scares. That sounds a little scary.
And it would be a very powerful storm, which would impact a very large area.
Well, let's talk about what the impact would be. What are we looking at?
Well, that's the $64,000 question right now, which doesn't have much of an answer because too many things have to come together, including what I just described. With the tropical system, you know your strongest winds are going to be near the center, and the winds drop off away from the center. You get into these wintertime storms, and that equation's out the window. You have your strong winds, which are well away from the center over a much wider area, thus impacting a lot more real estate. So you could have a number of states impacted by strong winds, whereas with a tropical cyclone, you got a small area.
All right, Dennis, we'll check in with you again. Thanks for your help. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Dennis Feltkin with the National Hurricane Center in Miami.